All right.
Yeah.
What is the OL?
We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for February 9th, 2022 at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Saw that out of the corner of my eye, Gary.
You could be a security threat, Gary.
Yeah.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held January 26, 2022. Approve all claims through February 9, 2022 in the amount of $623,490.26. Accept claim number 220200056. To Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $304.28 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve changing the board meeting from June 29, 2022 to July 1st, 2022. Approve receiving and placing on file Claytonia's Rescue Squad Annual Report for 2021. Approve receiving and placing on file Gage County Benefit Balance Liability Report as of 1-2022, approve caretakers for the Pioneer Cemeteries, approve specs and call for bids for fertilization, mowing, bagging, trimming, and blowing of clippings for the Gage County Courthouse, Sheriff's Department, Evidence Building, Triplex, and Parking Lot Parkways. Bids to be opened March 9th, 2022 at 9:15 a.m. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of January 2022. Approve Utility Permit Number 1232 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. Windstream will replace buried service drop to residents at 509 Linden Road from existing pedestal S619NJ. Located in the north grader ditch along Linden Road, Windstream will begin to bore a 2-inch diameter by 5-foot deep line, starting just north in the north right-of-way, and bore under Linden Road to the south edge of the right-of-way and continue work onto private property. All remaining work will be done on private property located in the southeast quarter section of 22 and northeast quarter section of 27, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Approve utility permit number 1233 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. Windstream to replace a section of cable due to cable faults. Placement will begin in the Nebraska Department of Roads right away along Highway 136. Windstream will start to plow west from the pedestal 40RD in the south grader ditch for 50 feet. When reaching the edge of the gravel on South 23rd Road, they'll begin plowing on the east side of South 23rd Road for 550 feet to pipeline. Windstream will then bore under the pipeline and then continue plowing cable once cleared from the pipeline to the new pedestal 40RD, located on the east side of South 23rd Road. Located in the northwest quarter section six, Township 3 North, Range 7 East, Rockford Township. Approve amending the committee appointments and standing rules to include Byers on the Region 5 Services Committee. I guess I'd ask for a motion and a second for the consent agenda.
How come we're changing the meeting date?
The meeting date will change. Do you want to go over that?
Well, it's because of the way the auditors have gone through our payment process. We are approving the claims in one fiscal year, and we're paying them in a different fiscal year. And so we've got to get, so we can approve them and pay them in the same fiscal year. And so the way the 29th falls, we've got to either do it on the 30th, which would put us over our budget, so we will have to move it to the July 1st.
Because of the state fiscal year.
Well, the county's fiscal
because
year.
Because of our county's fiscal year. Yeah. Which state's fiscal year is the same.
Probably the same, yeah. So we just have to shift it. So we'll do everything on the 1st, and then we'll roll okay that way, because I'll be able to budget for those to be paid that pay period.
Okay. Who's the caretakers of the cemeteries?
We've bid that out in the past. I don't know who the current ones are.
She should have given me those. We have a few. Most of them are Boy Scouts, and then we have different ones that have agreed to. She didn't give me those contracts. We have contracts. I did have one ask if they could get an increase.
How many of them cemeteries is in the county?
There's quite a few.
We have quite a few abandoned cemeteries, yeah. But Boy Scouts, I think they have like 11 or 12 of them that they do, one of the troops. And then there's a few others. She's bringing those over so that we can see the names. I thought I had them in my stack.
We need to get volunteers from the Beatrice Daily Sun and KWBE Radio to do that.
We're already short-staffed at both of those locations. Now, if you could incorporate TV into the cemetery mowing, we might be able to get additional staff. Oh. Any other items on the consent agenda other than the cemeteries? Mr. Schuler?
What's the reason for amending the committees and appointments?
Committees and appointments, Mr. Byers had had reservation about being on Region 5 services, and he said he would like to do that. So it's just adding him back to Region 5 services.
He was on there.
He was on.
He was on before.
Right. And we added or replaced. He was replaced with Emily, and now he's back on with Emily.
Right. Mr. Byers had had some time concerns with Region 5 services, so he had asked if he could be taken off of that, and then he's taking care of the time concerns and ready to do it again.
Okay.
So we have to put it on technically because we have it on two forms, and it takes the consent of the board. So with the board's blessing, he would be back on.
We have a hint, Mr. Henning, that's going to do the Stark Cemetery. He hasn't got us his paperwork yet, but he's already confirmed that he is doing it. So these are like the Boy Scouts. They do all of those cemeteries there.
So this group of the Boy Scouts, I don't know how you pronounce that first one, Anyon?
I'm not sure.
Austin Creek, Chrisman, Dolan, Freeman, Grandview, Kinney, Pleasant Hill, Rose Hill, Sunnyside, and Sunny Slope. This one also says Jesse Scheel. Also with Pleasant Hill.
There's two of them. And then that Upton Reserve.
Upton Reserve. And Daniel Barr, Zion Runsbach, and that's, I guess, the Liberty Cemetery. But there's quite a few, and the dollar amounts are the same for all of these.
The statute has what you can pay them. And I know, like I said, one of them asked for an increase. So, but if we increase one, you'll probably want to increase them all.
And I will say, they get $500 per mowing season to mow one of these cemeteries. Each of them does. And
we expected to mow five times.
I will say, from somebody that does lawn care, that's a lot of work for that amount of money. I mean, all the headstones, all the handwork. So
if you go out and look at our rural cemeteries, they're really well taken care of. In my opinion, much better than Evergreen out here.
And, I mean, these are, we don't have people knocking down the door to do these just because it's a fundraiser, I'm guessing, for like the Boy Scouts. Somebody has to provide the mower for them. They're providing the labor, and it's going towards the troop. But Terry or I or, you know, any of us, we're not going to be able to go out there and make money on this. This is
right.
Not a money-making ordeal. And we've been fortunate to have people keep taking care of
us.
Right.
We've been in real good shape.
Because if we sent Mark's fellows out there, it cost us a lot more to maintain them ourselves.
What about your crew?
It'd be a lot more. And we'd... Hopefully not, but I mean,
with artificial turf, we go out there.
We've got a lot of very old headstones. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to look at some of these old cemeteries. There's some pretty ancient stones out there.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions on the consent agenda? The rest of the meeting is not going to go like this. It will be quicker. All right. If not, I'd ask for a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers to approve the consent agenda as written. Any additional conversation, questions? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 22020056 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $304.28. This brings the total amount of claims approved through February 9th, 2022 to $623,794.54.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any questions?
My question is, you don't have one on here?
I thought that was odd, too. Thanks for pointing that out, Eddie. Please vote. 6 in favor with Juergens abstaining.
I want to mention on the cemeteries, I don't know if you want to do anything on A, that you can't exceed $1,000.
Okay, so.
You have room if you want to increase it.
Would we do that at this time or on the next meeting or?
Next meeting, or if you think we can do it now.
She asked if the board would want to increase the payment to any of the cemetery service providers. Don said we go up to $1,000 per season. Right now we're at $500.
Well, I think if you're going to do that, I didn't get it on your agenda. So, number one, the other thing you could do is maybe invite them in to say thank you. Just an idea. Because that is a lot of work.
Maybe we can talk about that at committee meetings, see if there's appetite to increase that. And
well, it's probably been several years since it's been cut.
I was going to say, I don't remember us changing that since I've been here.
It's changed once, but it's been a long
time. Been 10 years.
Probably.
Mr. Schuler?
Is it up the price at $500, was that something that the board arrived at to donate to them for mowing, or is that a fee they ask for?
Statute.
Okay.
And we treat them all the same.
It's a statute, isn't it?
The statute tells you what you can't exceed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's 12805, but if I recall, I know we increased it at one time because someone asked about an increase, and then the board did increase it because the statute did go up and allow for an increase at the time we were at the top. And then they did increase it in the statute substantially. So the board has never adjusted it from that point on. So I guess I can put it on the agenda.
Yeah, let's talk about it at committee meetings, see if.
If you want, or committee meetings, yeah. Okay.
Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
My boss, Dave Jones.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The things we talked about during committee reports, updates at the Extension office, Nicole Stoner and Tara Dunker were at the building committee reports, and we just talked about possible upgrades to the Extension office, which included easier access to get into the building with handicap openers on the doors. The customer counter, they asked if they could reposition that to give them a little more space when people do come in. They wanted to add a workstation by using some cabinets that would be installed, and a restroom update that the building is from the, I don't know the exact date, I think it's late 70s, and I don't believe that there's been any updates since that time, so it still has the old tile and the old partitions, and it's actually not handicapped. They tried to do the best they could, I think. It's not actually handicapped accessible. So just to update that for better convenience for customers coming in, for the work staff. And I'd say the building itself is in really good shape. It just does need some updates after all these years. And on Thursday, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the state is sending a company called Conference Technologies to do an on-site survey for the sound and WebEx for the county courtroom and district courtroom. And as far as the judge understands, they would, the state will pay for these systems, and they would also maintain them, which would be a huge help because as of now, the county provided it the first time, and whenever we've had to do repair work, there's actually a company out of Omaha that would come down, and it gets pretty costly quick, so it'd be really nice if they do all the service work, and if all the when they come down, they're actually going to hit, I think, 3 or 4 counties tomorrow. They're just doing site surveys at all the counties across the state, it sounds like. So, plumbing at detention, I had talked to Sheriff, and I understand it, too, the access panels for a lot of the plumbing, that piping back there is getting to be in such bad shape that they would actually like to have some of that just cut out and just installed some new shower valves and toilet valves. Just the piping around them is getting so bad it's hard just to replace one part. So we're going to check into that.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
On that, don't you think even if we were to do something different with a jail or whatever, it's several years down the road before that's going to happen? So don't you think we should look comprehensively at the piping and the plumbing there? And it's not going to last.
No,
it's not.
It's actually scary when you look at it and you see a problem. You don't know where to begin it or end it, it seems like.
But don't you think we should maybe look at it overall and figure out what needs to be done to sustain it for 4 or 5 years at least?
I would agree, yes. I think that would be good. We bought some LED lights earlier they're just slowly changing out cell blocks to the LED lights, and they will be doing Northwest 4 here soon. The windstorm damage, I did contact one roofing company. They told me when I contacted them they'd like to help, but they didn't know when they would be able to get to it. I did have another roofing company, it'd be Skyline Roofing, saw that we had sandbags on the evidence building, and he said that they would have time to take a look, and so I'm going to get proposals from him. That'd be for the evidence building and the flashing that was damaged on the courthouse roof. So I talked to John Christensen from NIRMA, and he said, yeah, go ahead and work with them. We've tried to call this other roofing company several times, and we wouldn't get an answer back. So, and we understand everybody's busy and behind. So it'll be good to move forward with that. And last thing would be the display case out in the hallway. Amy at the Gage County Historical Society came, and she did put in a display of early dairy information in the case, and there's actually even a scan bar that you can take your camera and they'll show an advertisement from the 1950s from Meadow Gold. So I'm kind of excited about that. They're going to rotate displays every so often, so when people do come to the courthouse, they can see a display, and we're hoping that it also encourages people to go down to the Historical Society and check out the museum. So that's what I have.
That'd be real good.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Equalization.
We're equal.
Finance and insurance.
Okay, large ticket items. Axion Enterprise Incorporated Tasers, $14,400. Beatrice Public Library Funding, $11,500. Standard Appraisal Services, appraisal, maintenance, pickup work, $11,842.
Can you describe that to me, please?
Pickup work.
Yeah.
Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $16,358.08. Metal Culverts Incorporated for culverts, $15,290.88. And coming out of Road and Bridge Sinking Fund, Van Kirk Brothers Construction, a first payment on our Box Culvert, west of Hidden Acres, $159,206.32.
and I'll talk more about that in Roden Bridge.
Human resources, employee relations, we really didn't have any discussions there. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Lisa said she has nothing.
Nothing from the sheriff or EM. Roden Bridge, Mr. Juergens, you're up again.
Okay. Well, I'll update that right now. Hidden Acres box culvert at the time would be finished in the next couple weeks. Van Kirk Brothers are gone. County forces are there today, Mark told me, starting to haul in fill, and that date is probably still correct if everything works out right, to have that open in the next couple weeks. On that dollar amount that I stated, the $159,206.32, the total bid for that project was $197,512.30, which would leave us a balance of $38,305.98, possibly up to a $5,000 change order for material that would be hauled in. But we haven't got that final on that yet. The township annual meeting will be Thursday, March 10th, 2022 at 7 p.m. at the Beatrice Legion Club. And last but not least, we are over 1 year behind in delivering rock and gravel.
could have done without that last one.
Smart story. I thought it was important.
It wasn't worded that way.
Terry, before Mark got here, weren't we caught up just the year before?
You better believe we were.
Yep.
you were so close.
Well, we've got a little bit of time before we have a timed event for fuel bids. Couple things. Anybody have anything they want to bring up while we're waiting? Are you wanting to talk or just listening in? Anyone have anything on the board? We have talked about rock again. Had a township person ask if we're going to give any more rock. I said not at this time. Right now we have two miles in the spring, 2 miles in the fall that can be swapped. I inquired on another gravel pit that's close by. Sounds like that's still pretty sandy. I don't know if you've seen that.
Which one?
The one just across the border into Kansas.
Becky did send specs out to them. Until we get gradations back, I couldn't tell you exactly what it is.
There was an investment made there, I know.
Concerning that, I had a township grader operator stop in and talk to me, and they used that gravel. It wasn't on township road, as elsewhere they used it, and he was pleased with it. So I contacted Mark and encouraged those people to send in a bid for our gravel allocations this year.
When I talked to Sean about that pick, because he called me when they first got it back running late last year. He stated that they're still going to only be out with a 2 or 3 man crew down there. So it's going to be about the same as what the other pits are as for production ones. They ain't going to be producing a whole lot.
From what I understand, though, I think he got a different screen and some different equipment to clean up those fines like you're talking about.
I think they got a sand screw down there that should be peeling a lot of the fines off.
They produce enough to get caught up?
I doubt it.
That pit, I think, is primary purpose is 47B sand still for their concrete plant in Diller. And the fines are easy to make. 2A gravel's really coarse. It consumes a lot more material. Let's see, do we have anything else really going on right now? everything's kind of smooth. I did go to a chairman's meeting in Kearney, NACO put on. I think we had 70 chairmen out of 93 there. Went over some different things, meetings, a lot of networking. There was some really good speakers out there, talked about some HR things, how to deal with employees and things. So that there were some good beneficial things out there. We had some of the clerks out, told Don it might be beneficial to go out. They talked about some of the new legislation coming.
Eric?
Mr. Shuler?
I'd like to ask Roger what he found out on LB 942.
Basically, reviewing that, and I talked a little bit to Gus, too, because we're looking at, I contacted the County Attorneys Association to see if they had a stance on it. As of yet, they don't. I think they're going to wait until it gets through this first round. I mean, the principle of it's excellent. I mean, the whole idea is to tone down some of this stuff that they've been doing to our smaller law enforcement agencies. And obviously it attracted some more attention when Senator Dorn added his name to it. So I think we would definitely want to look at that. I haven't talked to anybody that's going to appear tomorrow at that hearing, but I know Gus said that I think the Sheriff's Association is looking at adding some fine-tuning to it. Is that right?
There's some there.
Thank you, Sheriff.
There are some things that, like I said, we had a Zoom meeting last week. There's not a consensus from the sheriffs across state on that bill yet. They're kind of wait to see. They're going to monitor what we decide to do with that. I think we'll have two or three sheriffs testifying. They probably might have a lobbyist as well. The big concern the sheriffs have right now is recruitment and retention, and they don't think that's going to help any. But it's a start, so we'll see where it ends while the dust settles on it. But right now it's not 100% in favor. It's just monitor at, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. The hearing's tomorrow. So if it don't come out of committee, well, then it's going nowhere. So do we write a letter of support? Or is there anything we should do?
You know, I would say as a sheriff, after talking to the sheriff, it's not supported 100%. They want to take a wait and see. I think maybe the board should do the same thing, possibly. I know, like I said, Senator Slama's office called and was asking people to, well, we did a survey and then called people to testify. Like I said, just not everybody's in favor of it right now. It's going to eliminate some things or try to, but not everything in it, and so they just want to wait and see what's going to happen. They're looking at other areas. They've got different bills and stuff. They're trying to do tax credits for new hires come in, whether it be out of state or in state, and just different retention and recruiting type bills are trying to get in there. So that was her big concern right now, not necessarily the LB 942. So everybody had their opinion, but it certainly was divided.
I think they're trying to balance this.
Yeah,
this
they are.
Groundswell, if you will, out of Minnesota and some of these places where there have been abuses.
Yep.
And that unfortunately requires a lot more training, et cetera, which raises the prices and makes it more difficult to recruit. And I think this bill was trying to get back a little bit. And again, I think it's a starter.
It's a starter. The reserves are trying to get some more back, the reserves as well. But my program is pretty much dead in the water anyway because of the labor. The reserve I have left, it works for me, and so I can't pay what I was going to pay for a reserve deputy. It's got to be pretty much his wage, and that's not practical. So,
Mr. Lyle?
I did happen to run into one of the senators, and it sounded like they were pretty aware of what it is and what it's doing. Just like Roger said, it's trying to scale back some of that was taken away a little bit or making it a little easier. They're well aware that it's, just like Gus said, it's not a complete fix to the problem by any means. Just now getting up, Eric?
We have a timed event at 9:15.
So, but it sounded like probably come out of committee.
I just get up.
And the scary thing is it didn't show on my screen. It's like, I don't think I know how to turn this off. We do have a timed event at 9:15, though. Thank you, Sheriff. I'd ask for a motion to close bids at 9:15 on the clock.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Doran, second by Juergens to close fuel bids at 9:15. Please vote. 7 in favor. Before Mark was here, didn't we used to get multiple fuel bids too? Sorry, Mark.
You just don't like me.
I'm guessing with the change, anybody to do it at the one place.
Okay, we have a bid form. Sapp Brothers Petroleum Incorporated. ...2022 fuel contract. Diesel fuel, number 2 premium, dyed diesel fuel with fuel additive package, no state or federal tax. Guaranteed price per gallon, $2.899. The contracted amount would be 68,000 gallons... for a total price of $197,132. Unleaded E10 gasoline. Unleaded 87 E10 gasoline. State tax, but no federal tax. Guaranteed price per gallon, $3.039. Quantity requested 32,000 gallon for a total of price of $97,248. That is her only bid that I see.
Would you like to approve that, or do you want?
I would. No need to wait. I would make a motion to approve and accept our one bid.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Doran. To approve and accept our single fuel bid for the amounts read previously. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We don't have anything else on the agenda. Ms. Haxby, would you give us a real quick update on the RFPs that we put out for the broadband infrastructure? Or any updates you have?
We've got quite a few interested parties right now. They've got, I think, 3 different companies have requested the RFPs, and another one that's contacted that's planning on requesting an RFP. So we've had a few questions come in and a lot of interest, so that's really good.
That's really good. Keep us in the loop on that. We will have one more item, a closed session for possible contract negotiations. So I would ask for, and no action will be taken, Mr. Juergens.
Before we do that, there was not even discussion, just something brought up Monday. And I think down the road it's important we start looking at this. And Gus might disagree with me, but the combination of Beatrice, city police, and county forces. We've had some working relationships we've started right now on certain things. I think it would be a positive move down the road to start looking at this. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take or how it works. I'm dumb at that. But I still think there can be intertwining of the two departments, and I think it would be very cost-effective, and the way labor sources are right now, an improvement in that area.
Well, I will say, too, the sheriff is an elected position. He's accountable to the people. If you have a chief of police, they are civil service protected. So,
well, see, I don't know how that would work. I don't understand that.
But. We'd have to have the sheriff. I like this idea, too. It's just whose flag will it fly under? But I think you're going the right direction.
But I think we asked Chief Lang Monday, and he said there are other areas, not maybe in the state, but other areas that have done this already. So there is a pattern out there that we could use.
Johnson has. Jefferson has.
Manhattan.
Who has, Roger?
Johnson County has. Jefferson County has.
Really?
Yep.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something everybody think about. I think down the road it's a necessary because of the discussion we've had on the jail. You know, that thing's not going to last forever. I mean, I'm not saying build one. Could be a death warrant, but I mean, I'm just saying it's something we better look at, or some people better look at.
Election time's right around the corner. We're going to have a new mayor and stuff over at the city. It may be a really good time to, you know, incorporate this. The people there can't make that happen anymore, but we can definitely be discussing that with the city. I think you're absolutely right, Terry.
Where you have a changing of the guard to some of that might help make that capable. You know, in the past when we've had it, you know, you've had a sheriff and chief of police that were both young in their careers or younger in their careers, and they had 15, 20 years left, and at this point it looks like
neither one of them has much time left.
Exactly. The sun is setting on, you know, at least one of them, you know, and that might make it a little bit easier, a little more palatable.
No action will be taken. I would ask for a motion to go into executive session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual at 9:23.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Shuler, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. No action will be taken in or after this closed session.
Since Gus didn't do that.
Gus wandered off.
I'm going to monitor both.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:43 on the clock.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 5 and 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none.
Else for the bad of the order.
We will adjourn at 10:43 on the clock.